Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience! Are you with me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher?
Yep.
Never go on vacation with?
A bride.
What do? When you go on vacation with your family?
Ignore them and get wasted.
All right.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man. Vacations. I mean, growing up, we used to go down the Cape, or we go up to like Hampton Beach, and all I remember being young is we'd go to like, they would never make reservations. They would go to like 100 different hotels or places, and then we'd finally check in at like midnight somewhere, and my parents were fighting all day, and we'd stay there and I'd, you know, stay there for the night, then drive back to fucking East Boston.
Grim. Very grim.
Great word, grim. One of my favorite words.
We used to go up to Route 1, which was 5 miles from the house, with my mother, because my father was such an executive, he could never get away. Dad can't come this year. He can't come. I go, what does he do? Work for Boeing? He can't get away. This guy can never get a day off. I know he didn't really work, per se, but we used to go up to like a hotel, motel, in the golden age of motels on Route 1. My mother would check us in, and we were literally 5 miles from the house. They gave you a box lunch. We go, wow. Box lunch, the pool. Then my Aunt Lorraine would come from Quincy. We'd light the hibachi in the room. like Gavoonies. You know what I mean? It was chaos, but we loved it. Those were great memories.
It's like vacations were like, up until you were a certain age, they almost always sucked. You know, you go into a campground somewhere. I used to go to Point Sebago all the time. That was the big fucking vacation for a week, hanging out in an RV park with a bunch of fucking shit bum redneck.
Inevitably, on a vacation, especially with the family, things are going to go wrong. Especially if you have a certain mindset going into it. If you're of a certain kind of economic status and mentality, the vacations tend not to work out well, like you were alluding to earlier. My father, I loved baseball too as a kid. I begged him to take me to Cooperstown. I loved it. I was fanatical about it. He took me there. One of the few times he went on vacation, the executive, nice. Right? He was so miserable. I got a picture of holding two bobbleheads. I bought like this in the picture, holding the two bobbleheads. Later that very vacation, my father flung them against the walls and smashed them to pieces.
That's, my old man came home one day and started breaking all our toys. He's like, I never had any fucking toys growing up. You fucking guys don't even use this. He started breaking our trucks and shit. I used to fucking roll myself down the stairs for fun. I had no toys. That's a true story.
There's nothing like the glum ride home from a tragic vacation where everybody sits in silence, no air conditioning in the car. My father wouldn't get it. He'd go like this. Well, what do you need the air conditioning? 20 days a year? I'm not getting a car with air conditioning. You sit there. The vacation sucked. There was drunkenness, fighting. The bobbleheads are broken. You got a 7-hour drive home. That was fun.
good vacations with the boys, though. Whenever you go away with the boys, it's always good. A fun time.
Awesome.
You know,
because you get superhuman ability, because everybody wants to be the guy that goes, look at him, he's drinking at 7 a.m. Right?
Oh, my vacation numbers in comparison to like my regular weekend numbers, they go up at least by 15 to 20 beers.
Yeah.
Something overcomes you on a vacation where you're able to start drinking immediately in the next morning, right?
Yeah, it must have something to do with like just like the excitement. You get like adrenaline or something. I don't know what the fuck it is.
That's what it is, the adrenaline. I used to drink 18 Heinekens in the blazing sun at Gloucester. For real. Go home, take a shower, go out that night.
I just did that yesterday.
Me and you had a clandestine rendezvous where we drank.
Most of the bad vacations that I can think of that I've been on were definitely vacations with broads.
Yeah, always.
It's always something. It almost seems like there's only so good a vacation can get when you're away with a broad. There's only so good it can be.
There's too much one-on-one.
way too much.
Especially, sometimes it's good if you go with a bunch of couples. Takes the pressure
off. That's okay.
Off.
You need
have all
that.
The broads hang around together, guys, do something.
But then sometimes it sucks because, you know, you have that one couple that's like the power couple, and it's like, how come we're not more like Janice and John?
Nah, no good. Or when you're on vacation with a chick at a nice hotel, you're like this. I'm going to get out to the gym and the sauna. You come back 5 hours later, shit-faced. You leave her in the room. I used to do that.
Yeah, I had a bad trip to Vegas with this broad. I was a fucking asshole about some stuff, I admit it, but she's fucking nuts. She took her ring off and fucking winged it off my face. You know, it was just fucking... She took all... I had painkillers. She took the whole fucking thing of painkillers. Her eyes turned fucking... The white of her eyes turned green.
If a vacation with a chick or anybody, if you get off on the wrong foot, it's really hard to recover. Say you have a quick skirmish, a little fight, right? And you go, okay, listen, we just get here. We're going to re-galvanize and want to salvage the rest of the trip. It never works out. Grudges are held. Then it's raining.
Yeah.
And you look at each other in a square box and you want to seriously leap out the window, no?
I went on a vacation with a broad. We went to Virginia. And the whole thing ahead of time was the slogan of Virginia. Virginia is for lovers.
My ass.
Oh, and we're two lovers, so this is going to be the perfect vacation. She wanted to go on all these hikes. So we went on this hike, the first hike that we went on, and she fucked up her ankle on a trail, and she went down. And I'm like, am I going to have to go and find, like, fucking, you know, find somebody to help her? I had to carry her through the fucking woods to safety.
What are you, fucking Saving Private Ryan or some shit? That's not a vacation.
No. And the whole time, like, I'm, like, thinking, we're hearing bears in the fucking distance. I'm like, I might have to fucking leave this bitch here and fucking run away from the bears.
Use her as bait.
If you had clipped her nose with one hand and put your other hand over her mouth, I'd understand.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, what are you supposed to do?
I had to carry her down the fucking street.
Oh man, fuck it was that.
Yeah. Of course, you can't always go on vacation, but they always used to be the frequent amount of hotel parties, was kind of like a mini vacation.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah, how many hotel rooms has Be a Man wrecked in his days?
Fucking like Led Zeppelin.
Attitash just opened up, like, what would that be, in the late 70s, early 80s, all those condos over there?
Oh, yeah.
Me and three guys went up drinking. All of a sudden, I get a doka from the fireplace.
Yeah.
I got up, I smashed the fucking mirror. After everyone just went nuts after we just destroyed the place. My brother got billed. We ended up all pitching in, I don't know, $200 or $300 each to pay for all the damage we did.
You ever throw a TV out the window? Joe Walsh style?
I threw TV out of a moving van.
Right. That's one of the, a TV hit you, that'll do some fucking damage.
Yeah, no shit.
Not this bullshit today. You know, what was that? Hit you in the shoulder. We threw out fucking Magnavoxes.
Oh, yeah. I could take a 25-inch Vizio to the head, no problem.
Yeah, see, the looters back then, they were fucking real men. They used to grab those things and all of them. Nowadays, it's nothing.
You got to work out.
Yeah.
A fucking 400-pound Zenith.
Oh, my God. One time, they used to have the Red Sox Yankee weekend on Amtrak, open bar. What could go wrong? All these factions from every lunatic part of the city, this group, that group, all converging on one train, mixed with regular passengers.
Oh, good.
And it was unbelievable. They canceled it after 2 years. The guys try to stop the train with the brakes.
How about New Year's Eve parties where you stay overnight somewhere local? Right? Been to a bunch of them.
I hate those.
You know, you get fucking 500 people in a hall. What was the place, like the Colonial? I went there a couple of times. There used to be like 500 fucking people at a party or whatever, 300 people. And, you know, you don't know, everyone's fucked up by their minds. There's always fucking problems.
Never works out.
No.
How about the poor bastard? You're like this, we're going to have a big party at the Holiday Inn this weekend. We're going to put the hotel in your name, okay?
Mm. Yeah.
You get your dad's credit card? Why? Dad said it's okay.
Just in case.
Oh, yeah. You have to have the friend that swipes the card to get reservations.
He wants to hang out, so he'll do anything.
He's a mock.
Poor kids, huh?
Yeah.
You can get away with shit, too, because even when we wrecked the place, I don't remember any big repercussions after. We somehow were able to, like,
pay the bill.
Whatever. Yeah. You pay the bill. Then only then do they go in and see all the shit destroyed, and somehow you get away with it, right?
Yeah, a couple of times we had to kick up some money for the shit we did. You know,
because
whoever's name was in, you know, obviously a friend, didn't want to see him stuck with, so we all kick in.
the hotel that we stayed at for the Yankee Red Sox weekend, they had a net, a fence put around the hotel. It was loaded with TVs, chairs. They knew. People, this is what people did. They threw furniture out the window. You looked down, you couldn't believe it. There was like a store of stuff caught on this fence.
We had about 20 years ago, we had a college reunion. So we're there. We're fucked up out of our mind. I ended up getting one of those ice holder, right? I threw it out the window. We're up in the 10th floor or whatever, and smashed through a girl's... girl we went to school with smashed through her back windshield. So this kid, one of my old roommates, said, yeah, I just fucking pulled up, and this girl's crying her eyes out in the lobby. Just got a new car, and fucking somebody threw an ice bucket from the... he's like, it could have killed somebody. Oh, yeah, a fucking real asshole must have did that.
Collateral damage.
That was a bad, so much bad stuff happened. I can't even go.
Now you're paying for it. We're all paying for it, right? In some way, shape, or form.
Of course.
Every sin I've committed in my life, I've paid in spades. I'm waiting for things to turn around now, right?
Yeah.
I paid for my sins.
Yeah.
Go on vacation for 2 weeks with your family and ignore them the whole time. Be a man.
Even if you're with three couples, so we're all going to meet in the lobby at 7, the reservations for 8. I don't want any of this. Yeah. I got no.
Too organized.
Yeah, whenever a vacation turns into work and it turns into an agenda and it's, we're going to meet this person for dinner there, and then we're going to do tennis lessons. It's like, fuck that vacation. That's not a vacation.
Too structured.
Yeah, way too structured.
This, you drink, you lay by the pool at beach, and you get your nuts rubbed. That's what a vacation is. The worst thing is when the kids are little and you go to a 4-wall motel room.
Yeah.
And it fucking pours rain for 3 days. There's nothing that stands out particularly, except that you know it really sucks so bad because there's nowhere to go. You go to some sucky breakfast. Every place is overcrowded. What are you going to do with yourself but drink?
Yeah.
And just try to numb the pain. I had many of those kind of vacations that you go, this is fucking brutal. It's all weather dependent, too. You know what I mean?
Do you ever go on vacation with people that are like a bunch of fucking heels and you're almost forced to be like the entertainment? You're forced to be the guy that's kind of on and keeps things moving and stuff like that?
Once upon a time, I had that in my persona that I would be the friggin' go-to guy for entertainment. Because everybody else is a fucking deadbeat, let's face it.
Yeah.
Who wants to be around a bunch of deadbeats?
Exactly.
If you're not loud, funny, something, what do you bring to the table? What do you fucking do for me? Okay? I want entertainment. You want to go to some fucking vacation, guys, gonna read it. What are you doing? He goes, I'm reading a book. Go fuck yourself. Stay home and read the book.
Yeah.
We're gonna drink, have fun. So I would be that guy. In the early days.
Let's go away let's go to York Beach and fucking have a condo across the street. Stay in back and read books for a fucking hour.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, you read books on vacation, bury your head in the fucking sand.
They go, I see some people go, what is that? They go, well, these are the two books I'm bringing on vacation. I go, no. There'll be no fucking reading.
Bring fucking homework on vacation? What the fuck?
Books? You gonna read a book?
Who are you trying to impress?
You go away with a couple sometimes, and so-and-so's brother-in-law is going to be there. It's not part of the crew, and it real fucking drip. Like you're stuck with them.
I ignore them.
You know, usually, you know, when the bill comes, everyone whacks it up equally, and then fucking drip brother-in-law is like, we had one drink. Fuck yourself. You know?
See, for me, the couples' vacations are a nightmare. All the times that I've done it and gone with multiple couples, it's like we said, it's nothing but a fucking headache.
I'm a lone wolf.
Yeah, you go with family, you know what you're getting, right? When you go with your family, you know what you're getting.
I mean, even you're with a woman, you look to ditch her. I'm a lone operator.
Yeah.
Even on the vacation, you go like this. Listen, we shouldn't spend all our time together, even though it's only the two of us here.
Yeah.
Go to the fucking salon, stay there for a few hours. I'll be in the sauna for 7 hours.
Yeah.
I'll see you tonight.
I'll be hitting on the waitress out of the cocktail bar.
How about those stories you hear about guys that on the vacation, they meet some other broad? I knew a guy, the wife went down to the salon. He deliberately would be nude when the chambermaid came in. It was me. You like that move? But you play stupid. So like, you make believe, you know, huh, what? And you come out nude.
And if you stress the eye contact, you don't even give them a chance to, because they're just looking dead into your eyes.
Or you play it. You hear them jingle to come in. Oh, coming in.
They go, huh? What?
And you back out of the bathroom nude. Like, you don't know what's happening. Like, you're still not. You don't know what's going on.
I know a guy who was, he was fighting with his girlfriend, and she slept late every day. And they were having a miserable time. Every day when he fucking got a hooker every day in Vegas. This guy, yeah.
That's fucking
before
rad.
Before she got up.
Yeah. See, that's a lot of work.
He wasn't banging her because they were fighting the whole time. So, you know.
How about those guys that, like, bring the two girlfriends? They put one on one end and one down the other end.
That's next level.
That's fucking high level.
Oh, yeah.
It happens a lot.
If he was smart, he'd make them be friends and just get one room. It'd be really nice.
Can you imagine doing that?
No. I wouldn't have the testicular fortitude to pull that off.
Just when you think you're nuts and a fucking lunatic, at least there's other people who say, well, look, I'm not that fucked up.
Yeah. and I've always said, you know, the vacation, you know, my vacation and your vacation isn't the same fucking vacation.
Right.
You know, you have the people that fucking, they want to go and they want to sit there and read books. I want to go and paint the fucking town red.
Oh, shit. I don't want to remember my vacation.
Yeah, what are you going on vacation for if you're going to sit there and read a book? See what's going on.
How about the assholes who go, listen, we're all going on the fucking tour in the bus with the tour guide with the pamphlet.
Oh,
No.
No touring no shit, no matter where you go.
I'm the only guy that went to Rome, Italy, right? I got off the plane, I looked at her and said, dead serious. I go, there'll be no sightseeing.
Yeah.
In fucking Rome. I was there for a job. I didn't give a fuck. I don't want to see anything. You don't want to see the Sistine Chapel? Like, I saw pictures of it. I don't give a fuck what it looks like.
Yeah, but if you want to go, go. Don't join a fucking tour group.
The tour.
And then you're forced in, you're funneled in with all these fucking random fucking foreigners and fucknuts.
I gotta pee and shit a lot. I'm with the group. Where am I gonna go? I'm stuck. You're worried, you look around, the fucking group is gone. You think you missed the bus. Fuck that. Tour.
Yeah, no tour, no sightseeing, fucking bar, club,
reading,
hotel room, beach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
fucking
it.
Plane. That's it.
Right.
I like my vacation this winter. I was away 40 days down in Florida. Fucking drove down.
Awesome.
I was down there for 17 days that time. And, you know, it was pretty just cruise around. Fucking no pressure. Just fucking work remotely.
That's the life. That's the new vacation now. You know what I mean? Because nobody works.
Yeah.
You can take a 30, 40-day trip nowadays. Nobody even fucking knows you're gone.
Yeah.
That's true, because, I mean, 30 years ago, there wasn't such thing as working remotely. Like, what are you going to bring the fucking typewriter home and fucking you bring the typewriter on vacation and fucking...
You got to let me know what we're going to do, because I got to put in for my vacation. I'm like, what? What's that? I mean, because when you don't work in a formal setting... You can't relate to that shit.
Oh, yeah. I've never related to it.
No.
Sick days, fucking none of that shit.
Yeah, sick days. I took a personal day. Every day is a personal day.
Yeah, I personally don't want to work today.
I personally don't give a fuck day.
Yeah, I mean, vacations with the boys have always been better than going with a broad, because there's less of a chance you're going to fight. Guys always have fun together.
This is very true. Vacations with the families are wrought with pitfalls. You, as the fucking titular head of the family, if you are fucking forced to make decisions, be the dad, do this, do that. I don't call that a vacation, do you?
It's a job on the road.
Leave me the fuck alone, okay? With your friends, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You know what I mean? The more drunk you get, the more obnoxious you get, the more they applaud you.
Yeah.
Whereas your family would hate you.
And that's how I attribute to my vacation being good, is how fucked up I got on
it. How little you remember of it.
Yeah.
Sign of a good vacation.
Less is more.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man
experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them.
Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.